With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump threatening to seize Iran's main oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
Trump has told the Financial Times the U.S. has, quote, a lot of options and that troops could stay on the island for a while. Iran has threatened to mine the Persian Gulf if its territory is invaded. The U.S. and Israel kept up attacks on Iran, even as early ceasefire talks showed some progress. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday, Trump said the U.S. has been negotiating with Iran both directly and indirectly.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
Trump also said Iran has agreed to let 20 oil ships pass through the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Mike Hempen.
Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and other Gulf allies are speaking out. They want President Trump to turn up the heat on Iran, saying the month of strikes has not weakened Tehran enough. Supreme Court set to convene to consider the legality of a key executive order.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments on Wednesday over the constitutionality of President Donald Trump's order on birthright citizenship, declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The birthright citizenship order, which Trump signed on January 20th, the first day of his second term, is part of his Republican administration's broad immigration crackdown. The justices will hear Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down the citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the country.
That is correspondent Mike Masoli reporting. More bloodshed in the classroom. Authorities say a 15-year-old student has shot and wounded a teacher near San Antonio. He then took his own life. This is SRN News. Well, a member of Finland's parliament found guilty. Michael Harrington explains.
Päivi Räsänen is a Christian, and she has criticized homosexuality in public based on her religious beliefs. She ran afoul of Finland's hate crimes laws and was sued, appealing her case repeatedly over several years. Now Finland's Supreme Court has convicted Räsänen on a vote of 3-2 and ordered her to pay a fine of about $2,000. Her lawyers say an appeal to the European Court of Human Rights might be forthcoming. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Georgia judge granting a bond of just $1 for a murder charge faced by a woman accused of, by police of taking pills to induce an illegal abortion. Superior Court Judge Stephen Blackerby said during a bond hearing for Alexa Moore, that is going to be a hard charge in which to convict upon. This is SRN News. NFL moving forward with plans to begin hiring and training replacement officials.
The league and the NFL Referees Association have been negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement since the summer of 2024, but there's little sign of a resolution. The NFL has increased its offer to a 6.45% annual growth rate in compensation over a six-year labor deal, but the NFL referees are demanding 10% plus $2.5 million for marketing fees. The current agreement expires on May 31st. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, it might have been impressive, but the United States Army is not happy and now investigating after two Army choppers maneuvered near the home of Kid Rock. Entertainer, an outspoken supporter of President Trump, posted videos on social media. It shows a helicopter hovering alongside a swimming pool while he is clapping, saluting, and raising his fist in the air. More details, srnnews.com.